The servant of God, Sister Carmelina Tarantino of the Cross, was born on the 7th of February 1937 in the little town of Livori near Naples, Italy. She was one of 11 children and she was described as a beautiful girl with a lovely and lively personality. At the age of 25, she experienced her first symptoms of illness, but no definite diagnosis could be given. Sister Carmelina arrived in Toronto, Canada on July 4, 1964, hoping to find answers to her unexplained illness. After her arrival in Canada, Sister Carmelina continued to experience difficulties with her health, and after many visits to doctors, hospitals, and more than 23 operations, she ended up being admitted to Riverdale Hospital, now called the Bridgepoint Active Healthcare. She was not well, and eventually she was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Doctors removed her left leg, hip, and her right breast. She lost the use of her right leg and was given at most 2 months to live. She lived through high fevers, headaches, and bodily pain that only abated briefly with a morphine shot that came every 6 hours. The wounds from her surgery never healed, so hospital staff built a canopy of her bed sheets so the seeping blood wouldn't stick. What great suffering Sister Carmelina endured. She would be confined to her bed for life. She only said, "Oh Jesus, suffering has been my joy, the gift that allowed me to meet you. I am ready to take up all sufferings you will ask me, out of the love I have for you." In 1973, she met Passionist missionary Father Claudio Piccinini, who was surprised to see how she had faced her health problems. He saw her as if nailed to a bed, but she didn't complain, but instead was calm and with joy. She told the priest about her illness and her then 4-year stay in the hospital. On his part, Father Piccinini told her about his life and about what he was doing in Toronto as a religious priest. Recognizing value in the mission he founded in Toronto in 1971, she joins the United Society and its Theopoli Catholic Spiritual Center in Gravenhurst. She chooses Father Piccinini as her official confessor and spiritual director from 1976 to her death. He also explained to her that she would be able to do much more with her prayers and her ongoing sacrificial suffering, which surely was something very much accepted by God. In the course of one of their conversations in 1976, Sister Carmelina confided in Father Piccinini that she had a long desire to become a religious sister. After a request by Father Piccinini to the Passionist Sisters in Rome on Carmelina's behalf and with Vatican approval, she joins the congregation of the Passionist Sisters of St. Paul of the Cross on November 26, 1977 at the hospital. Despite being bedridden and enduring painful daily treatments in the hospital throughout most of her adult life, the gentle Passionist Sister constantly welcomed visitors and prayed for their healing. People of all races and ages visited her to ask her for advice and to fulfill some spiritual need. She accepted everyone with open arms and without regard to her failing physical strength. Many times, especially at the beginning, Father Piccinini had to intervene and moderate her desire to want to be present to everyone, without consideration for her deteriorating health. But she was obedient in everything and continued to live in the deepest union with people and with God. There was once when a woman approached Father Piccinini crying because she could not have a baby. Father Piccinini promised this very woman that he would ask Sister Carmelina to pray for her. When Father Piccinini told Sister Carmelina about the situation, her only reply was, "Tell her she will have a baby." And a few months passed, and this very woman had conceived a child. Even the doctors were left shocked. Father Piccinini said that Sister Carmelina was a living saint who gave her life for Toronto and the country. Her presence changed Toronto, he believes, by the way she captured the hearts and minds of thousands of people in the 1970s and 1980s. Sister Carmelina ended her earthly pilgrimage on March 21, 1992. She is now buried at the Holy Cross Cemetery, and in 2009, the Catholic Church initiated her beatification process. Now everyone who knows her prays to the Lord that the day will come when we can venerate her on the altar and propose her as a model of the Christian life to others. Many people recount beautiful things that have happened to them through her intercession. Many speak of miracles that have taken place in their lives. People who met Sister Carmelina considered her a saint because of the manner she accepted daily suffering and for the genuine love she displayed for all people. Servant of God, Sister Carmelina of the Cross, pray for us.